Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Nun Vav, Menachos 56a, pagination is 111. We're going to start on the previous daf on Amud Aleph, so that's Nun Hey Amud Aleph, 55a, pagination 109, on the first wide line, so that we can begin with the Mishnah. Kala Menachos Niloshas Befoshrin. All menachos are kneaded using lukewarm water, not hot, not cold. U'mishamrin shelo yachmitzu, and you have to guard them that they don't become chametz. V'mechmitzu shireha over belosase, and if any part of it does become chametz, then it's going to be a violation. Sheneemar kol amincha, asher takrivu la'Hashem lo se'aseh chametz. Any mincha that you make is not allowed to be chametz. V'chayev al ishasav al arichasav al afiyas, and if a person does do it as chametz, it's going to be a violation in the kneading. V'al arichasa, and on its shaping. When we do this, we would call this the braiding process, but it's the shaping. Va'al afiyasa, and on the baking. Different violations for each part of the process. Says the Gemara, Minu animili ariyanom, Reish Lakish, Tamakra, lo seyofe chametz chelkom. There's a relationship in the Pasuk that indicates that when it says it shouldn't be baked as chametz, it's even chelkom, the portion for the Kohanim, is also not supposed to be made as chametz. Afilu chelkom lo seyofe chametz. Let's turn to Amud Beis, and on the third line, the Gemara continues developing the elaboration of the Mishnah. I would think there's only one violation if you make it as chametz. Talmud Lomar lo se'ofe. It specifies you shouldn't bake it. Afia bechlal haisa. Baking was certainly part of making a mincha. Lama yatzis. Why did it get identified, lahakishela, to make a comparison? And this is an important understanding in how Torah Shabal Peh understands Torah Shabichsav. Ma'afiyo miyuchedeshi ma'isa yichidi v'chayoven aleha b'fnei atzma. Just like baking is an individual act, and it is itemized as a violation. Afani avi lishasa v'arichasa v'chomaisa yichidi sheba. Similarly, any other individual act that would bring it to the completion of making a mincha is also going to be understood as itemized and is a separate violation. La'asuye kituf, even rubbing the surface with water, which is part of the process. Shumaisa yichidi, it's an individual act, even though it doesn't seem to be so significant. V'chayavan ala b'fnei atzma, and you're obligated in and of itself. And I say that this is an important thing for us to understand, the way the Gemara understands the written law, because one could easily have made up their own understanding, which is that perhaps only for baking is there a violation. And the Gemara is saying that's not the way you understand when the Pasuk says something is a blanket rule and then itemizes one. It means to show that all of the steps shall be viewed as itemized. We see that in the Gemara. It's a famous quote. Davar shahaya bechlal, about a quarter of the way down, something that was included in the original rule, v'yatza min haklal, and was pulled out from the rule to be itemized, lelamed, to teach you, lo lelamed al atzma yotza, it doesn't just teach you about itself, lelamed al haklal kolo yotza, it's a precedent, it's showing you, like this is itemized, so too shall all other steps be itemized as violations. Let's move on to today's daf, Nunvav Amud Aleph, pagination 111, counting up from the bottom about 13 lines. At the two dots, v'chayev al ishasa v'al arichasa v'al afiyasa, that there's a violation if you process it as chametz on the kneading, on the arranging, and on the baking. Amar Rav Papa said, Afa'a, a person who just baked the loaf, lo keshtayim, he gets two sets of malkus, achas al arichasa, one for arranging it, va'achas al afiyasa, and one for baking it. Because baking it solidifies the arranging. It gives the shape permanence. Asks the Gemara, va'amrit ma'afiyo miyuchedesh, shehi ma'isa yechidi. You told me that baking is its own. It's on its own. V'chayavan alevifnei atzma, and the obligation is on its own. So now you're telling me that he gets two sets of malkus for baking. Lo kasha, that's not a question. Hada orichu v'afahu. If he did the arranging and he did the baking, same person, then of course he would get the malkus for arranging. And when he does the baking, he would only get one set of malkus for the baking, because as far as the arranging goes, he already is calculated to be punished for that. But if someone else arranged it, and then he goes and bakes it, then there are actually two sets of malkus incurred by baking it. The person who arranged it is in his own violation, his own calculation, and he would get malkus for the arranging. But the person who baked it has completed and solidified the arranging, the shape, and he's baked it, which is its own individual item. So in that case, the baking would incur two separate calculations of malkus. Yasha Koach, thank you for joining.